Okay, that takes care of that guy. How many more people do we have left to audition, Jeffy?
Just one more, Stu. His name is Arthur Frutenheimer.
Oh, okay, send him in.
Mr. Frutenheimer, would you care to step in, please?
Yeah. Okay, look, turkeys. I want to be on your line so bad I can taste it. And it tastes terrible.
Well, Mr. Frutenheimer, you have to audition like everybody else. Now, what are your qualifications?
Look, I can beat the hell out of you just if you don't let me in.
Good enough. What are you going to do for us?
I'm going to read some Shakespeare to you.
Fine, let's have it.
To be or not to be? That's the question. Whether it's nobler to make me let tape switch you or get five fingers on your flat face, or...
Okay, hold it. Stu, I think this calls for a conference. Would you please step outside, Mr. Frutenheimer?
Yeah, sure.
I think he's good.
Good? Stu, are you out of your mind? He stinks.
You tell him that. You tell him he stinks. I think he's good.
You're only saying that because you're trying to avoid a punch in the nose.
And some punches in a few other places.
Stu, as the president of this joke line, you have to stand tall.
I'm 5'9½".
You gotta be tough.
Grr.
You gotta let the people know who's boss.
You know, no, you're absolutely right, Jeffy. I am the boss.
You're catching on, Stu.
Right, and as the boss, I'm ordering you to tell Frutenheimer he stinks. I think he's good.
Stu, you march right in there and tell Frutenheimer he stinks.
No.
Come on, are you a chicken?
Just point me in the direction of Colonel Sanders.
Stu, I'm going to make you face up to this right now. Mr. Frutenheimer, Stu has something to tell you.
I do.
Go on, Stu, go.
Yeah?
Stu says that you stink, and you're not gonna get a job with us.
Yeah, is that so?
Well,
is that what you said, Stuart?
Well, I...
Okay, all right, Juice. Got it. All you joints have had it.
What do you mean, sir?
It's completely obvious that you don't want me, because you've got too many dudes involved in your line already. So, the only logical thing to do is to eliminate one. One of you guys is gonna get murdered. Then there'll be an opening around here.
well, what do you think, Jeffy?
Oh, I think he's only bluffing, Stu.
Hi, guys. What do you see this? It's my new cap gun. Sounds just like the real thing. Here's how it works.
It's another Funphone skit, starring the entire Funphone staff. Stu, Uncle Jeffy, Uncle Brucey, Oscar Malloy, and M Square.
Stu, will you relax? I still say that Frutenheimer was only bluffing. He's just trying to scare you.
How can you be so sure, Jeffy? I think he's out to get me.
Stu, this isn't the first time someone's auditioned, lost, and threatened to kill you.
Yeah, remember the first time I auditioned? I could have killed you.
Malloy, you couldn't even kill a housefly.
Stu, you're just worrying over nothing. Now, come on, let's all go out to dinner and forget about what happened.
I really appreciate what you're doing for me, you guys.
Well, if it'll make you feel any better, Stu, Oscar and I will spend the night. I'll sleep in your spare bedroom, and Oscar will sleep on the couch.
Wait a minute. Why should I sleep on the couch?
Because I'm more important to Stu's line than you are.
Says who?
Says Stu, that's who. Right, Stu?
I don't know. You two fight it out among yourselves. I'm going in my room and attempt to go to sleep.
Good night, Jeffy.
And where do you think you're going?
In the other bedroom. Bye.
Wait a minute.
You short, dumb idiot, you.
That lousy, good-for-nothing, big-nosed popcorn head. What a flimsy excuse, saying the couch was 3 feet shorter than the bed and I wouldn't need the extra room.
And there's another reason. If Frutenheimer starts to break in, you'll be the first to hear him and you can warn us. Now, good night!
Oh, boy. I'm the first to see the murder. I'll be famous.
Oh,
Boy, oh boy, I never thought I had to use this gun, but I'm scared to part with it now. The police won't even help me out. Saying a joke line is nothing to get killed over. It's the last time I get Ed Davis into Metro News, Metro News. And I'll just keep this gun in my pajama pocket here where I'll know where it is.
Well, I guess it's about time to see how my friends value my safety.
Help! Help! Help!
Oscar! Oscar, what's going on? What's happening?
Oscar, are you all right? What's wrong?
Nothing's wrong. I was just testing you. I guess I have nothing to worry about. Good night, you guys.
Malloy, are you nuts? Do you know I almost fired this gun?
That's okay, Stu. It wouldn't have hurt me. I can take it.
I'm not worried about you. I'm worried about my apartment. Now cut out the clowning and go to sleep.
Sheesh. What a little practical joker.
Goodbye, Jeffy. Now, I mean it. I'm scared enough. Go back to sleep.
They reacted that way once, but they didn't know I was joking. I wonder if they'll still come after me if it happens again. Well, only one way to find out.
Help! Help! Save me! Save me! Help!
Fruit Niner, you bitch! I'll kill you! Where are you, you no-good lousy? Come on! I'm not scared of you!
Hey, be careful with that gun. You might hurt someone.
My God, is everything okay, Stu? Oscar! Where is he, Malloy?
Where's who?
Malloy! Don't tell me it's another test of yours!
Okay, I won't tell you.
That does it. Okay, Malloy, you wanted to sleep in a bed instead of a couch? Fine. You're gonna sleep in my room. I'll sleep on the couch. That way I'll be ready for Fruitenheimer if he comes in.
Oscar, are you trying to be funny? Look what you made Stu do to his apartment. His walls are full of holes.
And so will Malloy be if he tries any of this crap again. Now get in my room, close the door, and go to bed! So I tell you, Jeffy, I'm shaking like a leaf.
Well, Oscar's been no help. I'll tell you what, Stu. I'll keep you company for a while. Come on, let's play cards. Okay, Stu, I guess it's about time to hit the hay.
But, Jeffy, it's only 4:15. Fruitenheimer could walk through the door any second.
Stu, stop worrying. I told you he's only doing that to scare you.
Hey, what do you think you're doing? Hey, wait! I'm not who you think I am. Wait! Help! Help! Help!
Oh, no, not again.
Just ignore him, Stu. I bet he's trying to find out if we'll save him in your room as well as here in the living room.
Wait! I'm not who you think. Hey, stop!
Stu, you left your gun in your room with Trigger Happy Malloy.
You know I didn't, Jeffy. I have it right here, see?
Well, then, who? How did he?
He doesn't have one of his own.
Well, then where? Where? Fruitenheimer!
Ah, I finally got even with you, Stu Funbone. I finished you for good.
Fruitenheimer!
Funbone, how did you get out here? Who's this I just killed?
Fruitenheimer, you son of a bitch! You killed Oscar Malloy!
I meant to kill you, Fats!
You lousy, freaking bastard! Ah!
Get back, he's got a gun!
So am I, Jimmy! Go to the other room, look out!
You're next, Funbone! Say your prayer!
I'm not afraid of you anymore, you piece of shit! Oh, you son of a bitch!
Stu! Are you okay? Stu!
Call an ambulance, Jeffy.
Stu, thank God you're okay. Where's Fruitenheimer?
He's around here somewhere, dead. Just follow the blood. Will you call an ambulance?
Why? He's dead!
For me, you big-nosed goon. He shot me in the arm.
Sure, Stu. Do you realize that you were still able to kill him after he shot you?
This pisses me off when someone thinks they're hot shit just because they've got a goddamn gun.
He must have come through your bedroom window. Oscar was right, he wasn't faking it. We could have helped him.
Oh my God, Oscar. Oscar. Oscar's dead.